This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to Campus Voices, where each week we look at some key issues that affect UK students, the UK campus, and the Lexington community. I'm your host, Michael Ayers, and today we'll be talking about transfer students at UK. We will be having special guests of students who decided to transfer from other schools to here at UK. Summer Berger is one of approximately 1,200 students who transfer every year from one place to UK. Summer transferred from the University of Alabama to here at UK. She talks about the differences between the two schools. WRFL's Brandon Hunter reports.
Many students transfer to find a better fit with a different school. Transferring from the University of Alabama to UK, Summer Berger explains why UK feels more like home. Brandon Hunter, WRFL.
I transferred from the University of Alabama, and it was a lot more southern feeling, and it almost felt more empty because the size was so big. So here it feels more populated and more of like a community.
While about 1,200 students transferred to UK this past year, the number has actually decreased over the years. Today we will have Interim Director of Transfer Admissions, Sarah Price, and transfer student Amari Leach. Hi guys.
Hey.
Hi.
According to the numbers on UK's Factbook, the majority of those transferring into UK come from Bluegrass Community and Technical Community College. And most of the others seem to be from other Kentucky community colleges. Is this a deliberate strategy on UK's part?
We are trying to build our relationships with our community colleges. Having more of the students come from Bluegrass is kind of natural since the Cooper campus is basically located right off of UK's campus in the parking lot of Kroger Field. So that is a natural bridge for students to transfer on over to UK. Since UK is the flagship University of Kentucky, we do really want to support our local students here in Kentucky. So fostering, building, strengthening those relationships with the other KCTCS schools that we have is a goal of ours.
And how do you coordinate with those schools?
So we have transfer advisors who currently go out to the different campuses. They hold advising appointments, one-on-one advising appointments with our students. We hold different workshops that we do with the faculty and staff that work there so that we're informing them about transferring to UK and trying to help them work with their students so that they know about it. And then we actually have an advisor embedded at BCTC who spends half of her week there. And so she is available to meet with students as they come in.
Just like the Blue Plus program. That's pretty much, I came from BCTC, so pretty much you kind of know already if you don't have plans to go transfer out of state or anywhere else, you pretty much are coming here because it is so close. And the big Blue Plus program is awesome because really it was very easy for me to transfer from there to here. I was able to finish up at BCTC and take credits here. So my GPA was standing at a 4.0 here when I started while I was graduating from BCTC. So that's the biggest thing for me. And I tell people all the time that program is just perfect because you're basically done in 2 years when you transfer here and you go through that program. So.
Okay, and how did you make the decision to go from BCTC to the University of Kentucky?
She played a part in that, sir.
Okay.
But the Big Blue program, that was pretty much it. I had hopes of going to Moorhead, but things happened. I actually ended up staying at BCTC another extra year. And I finally decided, you know, this was home to me. I was comfortable with the campus. You know, I knew my way around the campus. I was the last one of my friends or my peers that I started with at BCTC to be here. So, and after I took that year here at UK and I had the 4.0, I was just like, well, what's the point of going somewhere else when I can just finish that here? And I'm doing pretty good. I like it. So I think it was the best decision I made to come.
That's awesome. Sarah, UK has an orientation course for transfer students. It's called UK 201, or college students would say 201. It's designed to help transfer students adjust to academic life at University of Kentucky. Are transfer students required to enroll into this course?
It is not a requirement for transfer students, but it is something that we recommend. Now, however, if you are in the College of Design, they do require it. They want all their students to take that. But all other students, it is an optional course for them. But we do highly recommend it. What we tell students is you can learn about the resources on campus, but it might take you a full year to do that. You could take a class where we're going to connect you to students. It's a small environment, and we're going to tell you about the resources so that you don't have to struggle to find out what those are.
And there's currently about 75 students enrolled this semester in 201. Mm-hmm. Would you say, so you would say they have an advantage over other transfer students that do not take it?
I would say that. I think they're building a relationship with these students. They're sitting in a class every day. And I mean, a big part of this class is getting to know people. So you're building these relationships. And we know that students who have formed relationships are more involved are going to be those students who are more successful at UK.
That's great. Amari, how would you compare the atmosphere to UK versus BCTC?
BCTC is smaller, so it was very diverse. You had people from all walks of life. You had mothers, fathers. You had high school students. You had people straight out of high school. It was just a mix. It was very family oriented. And that was one of the things I was scared of coming to UK, because I was like, well, if I had that sense of family at BCTC and I was scared that I wasn't going to get it at UK. And actually, I was proven wrong, because when I came here, it was pretty much the same. And the resources, like Miss Sarah has tied me in with everything that I didn't even know UK had. So I just got proven wrong. So it's similar, because you pretty much have everybody from BCTC transferring over to UK. So I knew half the people, and it was like a family also. So I would say it's similar. It's the same.
That's great. Sarah, and how much of your job heading of the transfer admissions deals with recruiting students versus dealing with handling how credit hours transfer versus social issues like helping students adjust to UK?
So we actually deal with all of that. All of that, it takes place in our office. So we deal with the whole admission process. We deal with the advising the students. We deal with the, we do the equivalencies, facilitate the equivalencies with the different colleges and faculty members. And then we're also responsible for really the student success part of the transfer students right now. We're the ones who really, we're their advocates on campus. So that's really how we see ourselves.
That's great. Since schools have differing degree programs, students who change their major may have to change schools altogether. Judy Maddie Arno studied business at St. Louis University, but decided to change her major to communications and decided on UK after hearing about the ISC program. Maddie discusses how different the cultures are between St. Louis and UK. WRFL Jacob reports.
Some students transfer from one four-year school to another because of changing majors, financial pressures, or for a change in personal circumstances. Maddie Arno transferred to UK from St. Louis University after changing her major from business to communications. Maddie also noticed a drastic change between the two schools' environments. Jacob Heeman, WRFL.
Part that they have a football team, because compared to SLU, I mean, we didn't, so I like that atmosphere and environment. And it kind of brings the whole school together, like, just to cheer each other on.
Sarah, when students decide to transfer, how many of them have a particular academic program in mind, like the student we just heard?
I would say that the majority of our students already know what they're transferring for. Or into. There are a few who aren't exactly sure, but for the most part, I would say that they have at least an idea of the college they want to go into. What we're trying to do now is be really proactive with those students, so reach out to them if they're not sure, and then direct them to maybe some career and major exploration tools so that they can figure that out. The earlier they know what they want to go into, I mean, even with students here, the faster that they can graduate from UK and go on to their next steps. So I would say that definitely the majority of students know what they're coming into.
And Amari, when you transferred, did you know what you wanted to major in?
No. because I was so in between. I got my Associates of Arts, and I was coming in. I had so many great ideas because, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So actually, Sir helped me find my way. So I ended up, I was in human sciences. What was I in at first?
Family sciences.
Yes, family sciences. And we looked through, and I just, it wasn't it. So I decided to go with COD, Community Leadership Development. And she introduced me to it. I was just like, wow, this is me. So I was just like, okay, that's what I want, and I'm sticking with it. So I wasn't sure at first, but now I'm not changing it because that's what I want to do. So I found my field. So.
Our transfer advisors are able to advise for every major here at UK, so that really helps the process, the admission process, when we do have these prospective students who aren't sure about what they want to go into, or they're here and they haven't yet enrolled in their courses, but we're connected with them. We can look at their different interests and the courses that they've taken and see, you know, well, look, you're closest to this degree. Mm-hmm. Or if you really want to go in this direction, you really don't want to do this, you might want to go this way. So that's a skill yes. that we have that I think really helps these transfer
yes,
students.
Yes, because that's what she did with me. We had looked at how far along and what I completed at BCTC and COD. I was halfway done. So I was like, that was one of the reasons too. But she was like, well, you completed all of this. So really it was a blessing in disguise because at BCTC, I didn't know what I wanted to do either. And I finished everything. And then I came here and went into the right major, so it kind of fell in place. So
awesome. And Sarah, so how many students do you encounter who transfer for social or financial reasons rather strictly academic reasons?
Ooh, that's a good question. So the ones that I encounter for social reasons or financial reasons, you know, I really don't know if I can answer that. I don't know if we have data on that yet. I would say the students I mostly meet with are really coming here because they knew in the beginning that they wanted to come to UK, and they've picked out a major, and that's where they're going. Some students, there are those students who, you know, my friends came to UK, and that's why I want to come. I know that they had a good experience. I really think it varies, but, I mean, you actually bring up something that we're working on. We don't have that much transfer data. And so that is something this year that we're really trying to work on. Why are students coming here? Or why do they choose not to come here and go somewhere else and then decide to come here? Yeah.
Would you say that you see an uptick in applications after a successful basketball season?
Yes, actually we do. The better our athletic teams are doing, we do start to see an uptick in those applications. Yes, that is true.
And Amari, would you say the success of UK sports influenced your decision at all?
Yeah, I mean, I was a basketball player, so I'm from Louisville, so I came down here just with a target. But I tell people all the time, you know, I have love for both. I was raised in Louisville, and I'm here in UK. But it had influence because I was like, you know, I seen, you know, when they won State Street, all of that. I was like, wow. I was like, it's really fun when y'all win. So I was like, okay. So yeah, it had some influence.
Awesome. And you know, if any of our listeners out there are thinking about transferring to UK, what would you say are the three? And this question can go to both of you. What would you say the three most important things you want them to know is?
Most importantly, I would say as soon as you are thinking about transferring, to start talking with someone about it. Mm-hmm. So if it's your academic advisor, if it's a faculty member, if it's a friend, let them know and start looking for resources, mm-hmm. because the earlier you know what you're wanting to do, the sooner we can get resources to you so that we can make that transition a lot smoother.
And I agree with that. Like, do not wait. Do not wait. You know, and try to know what you want to do. Try to have a plan in motion. Even if you're not sure what you want to do, just have something to where when you go talk to an advisor, they know what they can kind of guide you in the right direction. But you pretty much said it, you know, just resources. Just do your research and find someone you could trust, like I did with Sarah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And I would say get involved.
Yes.
You know, there's so many organizations mm-hmm. on UK's campus. There's so many people here that want to support you. We have an organization just for transfer students here. Mm-hmm. There's people in our office who want to help you. Just getting connected, getting involved, and becoming part of the community really goes a long way.
It really does. Because you have so many people that are here to help you and that will help you. So, yes, I agree with that.
Awesome. That's all we have for this evening. We hope this broadcast helped you gain an understanding of the experience that transfer students have to go through and how important it is for them to find their place on campus. We'd like to thank our guests, the Interim Director of Transfer Admissions, Sarah Price, and BCTC Transfer, Amari Leach. Thank you for joining us tonight on Campus Voices. Stay tuned for more commercial-free programming on 88.1 WRFL-FM, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Michael Ayers.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.